Amen. Hallelujah. My soul. Joshua chapter 10. Let's see what the master has for us. Amen. All right, once you get there, let's all stand. We'll replay. And we're going to see what God's going to do for somebody this morning. Amen. And of course, don't forget, our whole thing is what? The courage to what? Continue. Amen. The courage to continue. Don't quit, but keep on going. Amen. We've entered into the promised land. We've entered into Canaan, but we can't quit now. Hallelujah. All right, verse number 10 of chapter 10, verse 40. Amen. Chapter 10, verse 40. I'm about to fly out of here. The Bible says in verse 40, chapter 10 of Joshua, "So Joshua smote all the country of the hills and of the south and of the vale and of the springs and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathe, as the Lord God of Israel commanded." We'll pause here. We'll talk this morning, this little thought, expanding the battle. Expanding the battle. Father, I pray for your help this morning, and I pray God to help each of us to realize that once we got saved, we won that first battle by receiving Christ as our Savior. The battle does not stop there. You want us to expand the battle in other areas of our life. And I pray God to help us to see this truth, to grab a hold of this truth, to apply this truth, be freed by this truth, and fight the devil and our flesh with this same truth. And for that, God will thank you. I pray God to fill with the Holy Spirit. I pray God to guide direct me in all that I say that I do. I pray God you'd be the great orchestrator. I pray God you'd be the one, God, that's doing everything, Father. And for that, Father, I personally shout hallelujah. But I pray God for that one who's watching this morning that might be battling depression. Perhaps, God, they're about to quit. Perhaps they're about to surrender. But I pray God this morning they'd not do that, but instead they'd re-enlist. Re-sign up, amen, and say, "Hey, I'm a soldier going forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I've stepped into Canaan land. Yes, I've crossed the River Jordan. Yes, I've seen the Jericho walls fall down. But my soul, they don't stop there. There's more victories to be won." Hallelujah. There's that soul that might be here that's not saved, blood bought, born again. This is the day. This is the moment to receive Jesus as their Savior. Be blood bought, born again, and placed into the family of God. Adopted. Yes, sir. Having all rights and privileges as anyone else in the family. And for that, God will thank you too. Well, Lord, we got to stop and preach. So we'll stop right here. For the rest of that, we pray, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see it. Expanding the battle. We've already seen how we have entered into Canaan land. And we've already discussed, we've already talked about how Canaan land is not a type of heaven. It's not a type of heaven because in Canaan, they are fighting battles. They are fighting kings. They are fighting other people, other countries. Well, the Bible tells me when we get to heaven, there won't be no fighting. There won't be no more tears. There is no more sorrow. There's no more hurt. But there's always a good time, always howdy, howdy, always joy, peace, and all the other good things that happen up in heaven. Amen. But down here, you've got to say. And Canaan is a type of the Christian salvation. It is a type of you being born again. You've been placed into the family of God. But there's battles that need to be won. There's battles that need to be won in your life as well as in my life. That's why we title this message, Expanding the Battle. It don't stop after you get saved. We said, "Well, I'm saved now, and I'm going to heaven, and that's it." No! There's much more work that has to be done. There's many more battles that have to take place. That word expanding here that we've chosen means to increase in extent, size, volume, or scope, to spread or stretch out. In other words, once we're saved, we need to expand the battle. And I'm going to give you this little verse, as many others, but I want you to go to Colossians real quick, and we're coming back here, read Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 5. Look what Paul says to the believers, to the church, after they've been saved. Look what Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 5. The Bible says this, he's talking to saved folks, he says this, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth." That word mortify in verse number 5 of chapter 3 of Colossians, that word mortify means to subdue. It means to, I like this one, to deprive of strength or power. There's some things in your life and in my life we need to deprive of strength or power. He says right here, mortify therefore what? your neighbor's members. Your members. A lot of times we are focusing on everybody else's members. You know, how you need to get your wife straightened up, or how you need to get yourself together, how you need to put your pieces back. No. The Bible says, mortify your members. Your members. That part of your body, that part of your life that needs to be straightened out. Now watch what he says. He says, which are upon the earth, fornication. That word fornication is illicit sexual intercourse, which includes adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, etc. Uncleanliness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, which is a desire or lust for which is that which is wrong. Covetousness, which is greediness in this verse, which is what? Idolatry. Idolatry. And that is image worship. Some folks are worshiping these very things. They are worshiping fornication. How do you know? All over the place, from television to the theater to the billboard that you see. All you see is all kinds of illicit sexual activities and things of that nature. Trying to say, we're worshiping the body, in other words. But the Bible says, that's no good. That's no good. But he goes on to say, my dear friends, for this thing's sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Those who are unbelievers. Now watch this. In the which you also walked. When? Sometime. The word sometime means this. Once or in time past. So this should be in the past. So you used to walk this way. You used to think this way. You used to act this way. But watch what it says. In which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. But now, ye also, I'm going to add something here, he says, I want you to put off all these. Yeah. Extend the battle, okay? We've gotten through these things here. Now let's extend the battle. He says, watch it now. He said, but now put off these. Cast these off. Pull away this stuff. Yeah. What is that, preacher? Anger. No. Oh. Yo, wrath. Somebody say, ain't it the same as anger? Well, it's their cousins. The word wrath here in this verse means boiling up or breathing hard. So you've gone beyond anger. Now you're breathing hard. I'm about to bust. You boiling up. I'm about to bust somebody in the mouth. Now watch this now. Now it's going to progress. Anger, wrath, and then what's next? Malice. The word malice in this verse means a desire to injure or ill will. So you were angry. Uh-huh. Now you're breathing hard.
Yeah.
Now you have a desire to hurt somebody. Ill will don't mean goodwill. No. Opposite of goodwill. Ill will. Amen. So now, I'm desiring. I'm ready to bust.
Right.
I'm ready now. I'm gonna see how I can get back. Now watch this. Now it's gonna progress. He says, put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Uh-oh. That word blasphemy here in this verse means evil speaking or speech that is injurious. Now I went from being angry. I went from boiling up and from desire to hurt somebody. Now I'm gonna tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to injure them with words.
Right.
I know the old saying, sticks and stones, they break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yes, they do. Words will tear you over the pieces, amen. But now it's going to continue to progress. The Bible says, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, which means foul speaking, obscene speech. Now what you think we're doing? Now there we go. Thank you, brother. This is what he said. Cussing, amen. Now, you went from being angry, boiling up, desiring to do somebody hurt, you didn't start saying some other things, now you done got to cussing.
Oh,
my soul. They know they have to start cussing. A fight's going to be on somewhere, amen. But notice what Paul says on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says this, but now you also, I want you to extend this thing. Put off this now. Put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication. Out of what? Don't be afraid. Out of your mouth. Get that out your mouth. That's why I think probably some of us need to take a bar of soap every morning and wash our mouth out before we leave the house. Amen. I mean, just put yourself, amen. Just stick a whole bar in there and say, this don't taste good. Now, the Lord said, this don't taste good. Don't worry, come out your mouth. But you notice what he's saying here? To folks that are born again, blood bought, I want you to pull this stuff off.
Right.
Yeah, you're saved. But there's some things you need to, some areas you need to extend and begin to battle. Bow that anger.
Amen.
Bow that that jealousy. Bow that unforgiveness. Bow to whatever it is, that hostility, that greed, whatever it might be that you're battling with. He says, I want you to extend the balance to those areas. Don't just sit there and say, well, is this going to always be here with me? Joshua and them are in the land of Canaan. And there's a whole bunch of folks there that will cause them problems if they don't take care of business. And God has told them, God's commanded them, I want you to take care of business here so these folks won't have an effect upon your life. Now let's look at this real quick and we'll be done. And I think Billy's treating everybody to eat somewhere. But anyhow, look what it says. Everybody say amen, amen. But watch what it says here. The first thing, now this is a picture now. This is a picture. Here's a picture. First of all, we see the command to extend the battle in verse 40. The command to extend the battle. The Bible says, so Joshua smote all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the vale, which is the valley, of the springs, and all their kings. He left none remain, not one survivor, but utterly, completely destroyed all that breathed as what? As the Lord God of Israel commanded. As God had given orders. He had told him to wipe all these folks out. Don't leave nobody breathing. None, not one. Preacher, that's awful. Why? Why would God say such a thing? I'm so glad you asked too. Look what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter number 20. Deuteronomy 20 and look at verse number 16. Deuteronomy chapter number 20 and look at verse number 16. 20 and verse 16 of Deuteronomy. The Bible says here in verse number 16 of chapter number 20. But of the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God that give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing that what? Breatheth. But thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. And this is the reason why. That, or because, so that they teach you not to do after all their abominations, which they have done unto their gods, so ye should sin against the Lord your God. If you do not wipe all these folks out, then they're going to cause you to commit their same type of abominations. And that word abominations here in this verse also means this. It means that which is disgusting. It's a thing that's disgusting to God. And he says, if you do not take care of this situation, if you don't wipe these people out, my dear friends, then they're going to affect you and then turn you away from God. Is that not what happened with Solomon?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Here's Solomon, now, the wisest man that ever lived, the Bible says. The wisest man. But yet, he had hundreds of wives,
yeah.
Hundreds of concubines. See, that to me in itself don't show weird. I mean, I'm sorry. One's enough.
Amen.
One wife enough and one husband's enough. I'm sorry, I'm talking about both of y'all. I'm trying to help everybody out here. Amen. Amen. I don't need no fighting up in here now. Amen. But nonetheless, these women that he married worship false gods. And the Bible says, they what now?
Turned his heart.
Turned his heart against his God. He began to worship their gods. And God had to come down and do business with King Solomon. Listen, my dear friends, the same thing in our life. There are certain areas of your life, if you don't get it taken care of, it will overwhelm you and it will turn you away from the true and the living God. Get that stuff out. Get that malice out. Get that unforgiveness out. Get that hatred out. Get that anger out. Whatever it is, my dear friends, get it out, amen. Hey, extend the vow, not just being saved, but hey, I want my life to be changed on the inside and the outside. I want my mouth to be changed. I want my heart to be changed. I want to be changed everywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. We see the command that God gives. Somebody said, that's still awful. Do some research. God has given them hundreds of years, these same people, hundreds of years to turn to the true and the living God. You can look in the book of Exodus, but that's not our message. But now we see the command to expand the battle. Then secondly, we see the capability to expand the battle. The capability. In other words, the ability to perform that which God has called them to do. The Bible says in verse number 42, verse number 42. The Bible says this back in Joshua 10, verse number 42. The Bible says, and all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time that he captured? Because what? The Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. That word fought means to battle or to overcome. In other words, the capability to extend this battle, the power, the ability to do this, comes from Jehovah God. In other words, you don't have to do it by yourself. But that's the problem. For example, let's say a person wants to quit smoking. They say, well, I've tried. Key word, I've tried. Stop trying and start praying and say, God, you take away this desire that I have. You begin to take it. Matter of fact, now I've been smoking a cigarette. I want to taste nasty. I want it to be awful. I don't want, Lord, please, you take this away. And you begin to pray that for how long?
Until it stops.
Until it stops, friends. You know, you're praying. Well, come one time at the altar, you know, and I'm gonna pray, oh God, and that's it. No, you keep on praying and let God give you the strength and the ability to overcome that which has grabbed a hold of your life, that addiction has grabbed a hold of you. And whatever the situation, my dear friends, may be, you bring it to God, and God will give you the ability to be able to battle against that which is trying to destroy your life. But not only that, we see in verse number 30 of the same chapter. Chapter number 10. The Bible says this in 10 verse number 30. And the Lord delivered it also and the king thereof. We're talking about the people. The Bible says the Lord delivered. The Lord gave them the victory. Look at verse number 32. And the Lord did what? Delivered. Which means to give. In other words, my dear friends, if you and I are going to get the victory, if you and I are going to win the battle, it's going to be because God gives us the victory. God gives it to us. Why does he give it to us, my dear friends? Also because of this. Oh, preacher, I said, I don't think I'm going to like this. Because of our contribution to the battle.
No.
God will give you the strength, the capability. But you got a part to play too.
No.
Run back with me to Joshua chapter 10. And look at verse number 41. The Bible says, and Joshua smote them, which means to beat them, to strike them, from Kadesh Barnea, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. The Bible says that Joshua did what? Smote them.
Right.
In other words, he was contributing to this battle.
Sure.
Now, what you talking about now, preacher? I've asked God for the strength. Now I'm going to sit back and wait.
No.
Now you've got a part to play.
Yeah.
You got to swing some hands. Amen. The Bible says in James chapter number 4, verse number 7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So whatever it might be, my friend, that you're battling with, now you've got to become a part of that, contribute to it. In other words, my dear friends, I've got to say, you know what? God, but whatever the addiction might be or whatever the problem might be, I've got to avoid this. I've got to make sure if I got a problem with Dunkin' Donuts, don't drive down in Napa Boulevard. Don't be going down there. You know, if you live on the other side of I-94, you know there's a vending donuts right there. And you also know there's one right here on Ridge Road.
Yeah.
Don't ride down Ridge Road.
Yeah.
So, preacher, I'm going to have to go a long way around.
Well,
which one you want to do? Go a long way around or pull up in the parking lot there? Somebody say, well, let me think. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm just like myself. You know, here I am. You know, I am by time to eat. You know, and I haven't been there in a long time. Praise God. Until yesterday, I've been a long time. I'm like, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it wasn't my fault. It was my mama's fault.
Really?
Yeah, let me tell you how that happened, Bertrand. What happened was, my mama called me on Friday. She called me Friday. And she was trying to find out where Big Daddy's was. And she said, we're trying to find Big Daddy's. You know, she's going to get some barbecue, take over to Sister Bobby's house. And I said, well, Big Daddy's, well, we're here now. She said, but what's that other place that you really like? And I said, what other place? And I said, time to eat? She said, yeah, time to eat. How far is that? I said, well, that's over there on Grant. Well, see, that wasn't my fault. Seeds were planted. I'm like, time to eat. I haven't been there in a while. Then here come yesterday. Minding my business, you know, taking care of the children out here, getting a little pizza and stuff. And then I was like, man, I'm hungry. And they said, we know time to eat. It's just right there on Grant Street, on the south side of Grant. All you got to do is just ride down my fact. All you got to do is get off the Bush Street exit. You ain't even going to get out of that lane. Just stay in that lane. And it'll take you right there to Grant. Grant's the next exit. Get off there. And then on that side, go down there and help these folks. These folks need money. Try to help the economy. People need help. So, I mean, and next thing I know, my car is down there. Time to eat. And I get up in there. I order me the combo because you can't get up and lunch. So I ask for the combo, the rib tips and the hot links. And this is okay. And she said, hey, wait a minute. You had the hot links? So my mom got the turkey. Well, I want the turkey. Yeah, no, I'm not really all into all that other stuff. But I'm like, I'll take the turkey. Hey, man. So my question was this. Is it hot? She said, yeah, it's hot. I said, well, give me the turkey. So I had the turkey, and I got the other one. And then, but see, I'm going to tell y'all something. My whole life, it wasn't all defeat. I get in the car. I'm driving back to the church. Come to the church. But I'm coming back to the church. And then some said to me, you know what? Well, I wonder which one does taste better. I wonder if it's time to eat or is it Big Daddy's?
No.
You did say that. And then I'm like, well, I could go down there to Big Daddy's and get an order there, and then I could take it back, and then I could test it out, and I can let everybody know which one is actually the best. But I told you it was victory. I did not go. I ain't saying I ain't gonna go next week, but I didn't go yesterday. I didn't go yesterday. But you know what? If I don't want to go by time to eat, don't get off the grant. Don't get off the grant. Don't go down that way.
Right.
In other words, my dear friend, I'm going to contribute to this as well. And let me show you where the Bible says. We see right here how Joshua smoked. But now look at this. Back up and look at verse number 29. We're almost done. Look at verse number 29. The Bible says this. Then Joshua passed from Makeda and all of Israel with him. Unto Libnah, and fought against Libnah. The Bible says in verse 31, and Joshua passed from Libnah, and all Israel with him unto Lachish, and encamped against it. And then what did they do? And they fought against it. Look at verse 34. The Bible says in Lachish, Joshua passed unto Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it and fought against it. Now drop down to verse 36. The Bible says Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him unto Hebron, and they fought against it. Now drop down to verse 38. The Bible says, and Joshua returned, and all Israel with him to Debir, and fought against it. Notice, my dear friends, they contributed to the battle. You and I have a part to play.
Right.
And it's up to us to do it. Now, God has already given us the strength. If you are saved, blood-bought, born again, the Holy Ghost of God lives on the inside of you. So the strength is there, my friends. You can do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He gives us the strength to be able to win. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So what you saying, preacher? What are you battling with today? God gave you the power. It's there. The Bible says over there in John, 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4, greater is he that is in you than he is what? In the world. Somebody lives from the inside.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I can't stop cussing. Yes, you can. Through the power of God.
Amen.
Preacher, I can't help but get angry. And what's wrong? No, you ain't got to.
Right.
I went to the gym the other night. Minding my own business. Again, I'm always minding my own business. Sister Pam, minding my own business. I'm working out there at the gym. And then some other guy, apparently, I figured out later, I guess he wasn't getting the machine I was on. I don't know. But I'm sitting here just minding my own business. I'm working out. And all of a sudden, he's behind the other machine. And all of a sudden, you don't let the machines down. What I mean is, you know, you don't just let them go. Just boom. That thing shakes. And I'm sitting there lifting my weights. And I hear this boom. That thing shakes. I'm like, what's wrong with him? He does it again. So I get up. You know. And everything like this. I got up. And I look over there, and I see him. He had one of them mean, you know what they call the mean mugging looks?
Yeah.
You know? And then he kind of looking through the little bar at me like this. And I'm sorry, God. I'm saved, sanctified, going to heaven. But the old man's still there. He ain't dead. He ain't got a cold. But I'm like, you know, what's up with this dude? You know? I'm like, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm from the west side. I'm taking all these excuses. And so he said to me, so I look back at him. And I'm looking right at him. And see, y'all understand, you know, stuff be happening.
Oh.
And in my mind, Brother Tom, you pray for me. In my mind, I'm like, this is not a problem. Because all I'm going to do is grab that weight right there, another flat one with a little hole in the middle. I'm going to grab it and go upside his head, and he's going down. And I don't know if he's on them steroids, I don't know what he's on, but I'm going to take him down. You know, I'm sorry, y'all came and got me out of jail. I hope y'all came and got me. But nonetheless, though, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, this don't make no sense. I'm like, well, what was the problem, you know? And so I'm looking at him, you know, and he's trying to look the other way. I'm like, that's probably the best thing you did all day. But nonetheless, though, but now I'm aware of all this stuff. I'm aware of all this stuff. And so I'm sitting here, you know, and I'm walking around the gym. I'm doing my stuff, you know, and all this stuff happened. People talking to you in your head. And I'm like, you know, he just don't know. He just don't know. And I'm walking around there. And I walked around, and then he was over here working out. I'm sorry, but I just kind of came to that area too, working out. And I know I'm awful, but I'm like, you know, because if we don't do it, let's do it. But nonetheless, y'all pray for me. But nonetheless, the Lord started talking to me. I said, come on now. He probably ain't saved. You're beating the death, you're going to die and go to hell. I mean, if you don't want to do nothing like that. I'm like, you know, you're probably right, Lord. I mean, I'm like, okay. So I'm like, you know, I just, this is ridiculous. Okay, I'm just going to do my little thing. So I stopped kind of looking at him anymore. You know, it's about mind my own business. And you know what happened? I won the victory. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, but God gave me the strength, but I had to contribute. Stop looking at the guy. Don't keep going, you know, and hurting folks. And that's not a good testimony. But nonetheless, we contribute in the battle. But then next, my friends, we see their conquest. We see the capability for the battle comes from God, our contribution in the battle, and then we see their conquest. Look what the Bible says over here in chapter number 10, and look at verse number 38. The Bible says this in verse number 38. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it, and took it, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and they smote through the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to the king thereof, as he had done also to Libnah, and to her king. So Joshua smote all the country of the hills, of the south, of the vale, which is in the valley, of the springs, and all the kings. He left nothing remaining, none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. In other words, they got the conquest. They got the victory. But why? Because God commanded him to do something. He extended the battle. God gave him the strength. He contributed to this thing. And God calls the conquest. And the last thing we see is this. Them returning to the camp. The Bible says in verse number 42. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time. Because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him unto the camp to Gilgal. And remember, that was home base. That's where they would go after the battle. That's where they would go get renewed and get refreshed. What are you talking about, Bridget? You go out to this wall, and you got to fight. You got to battle. But once you have fought, once you're in battle, and then you come back to home base, you come back to camp, and otherwise you come back to church, you come back to the church, and you get renewed. You get some more strength. You get your spiritual gas tank filled up, so you're able to go back out next week and fight another battle and have another victory. Then you come back the next Sunday and get refueled again, and go back out, fight another battle. You come back, my friends, and get refueled again. And this process continues to go on, my dear friends, until the Lord comes back for his children, and he takes us home. Hallelujah. You know why? See, in chapter number 11, in chapter 10, they've just defeated all the southern cities, all the southern kings. But now in chapter number 11, they got to fight some more kings. That's why they need some more strength. Because you won the victory yesterday, you still need some more strength for tomorrow. What are you saying, preacher? Have you extended the battle? Are you just saved going to heaven, but you're not fighting anything else in your life that you're battling with? You know, other things that you're dealing with? Extend the battle. I got two questions. We're done. The first question is this. Have you expanded the battle? Have you expanded the battle? In other words, like hills and valleys and all these places. Have you reached out to other areas of your life to get victory? Have you done that? And then the second question is this. This is very key here. This is very key. Are you truly seeking to mortify your members? Are you truly seeking to mortify your members? And just to refresh our mind, remember that word mortify over in Colossians chapter 3. That word mortify means this, friends. Chapter number 3 and verse number 5. It means to subdue, to deprive of strength and power. Don't feed those areas of your life that are no good for you. Don't feed anger. Don't feed unforgiveness. No, we was dealing with that in our men's meeting yesterday. God, man, we had a great time yesterday. God gave us great victory. But don't feed that. Don't feed that.
Right.
Starve it to death.
Right.
Here's the last one. Simple statement. Let's come and ask God. Ask the Lord for that strength
Amen.
We need to have to expand, to extend the battle. So we can do what? Not fail, but win. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. And I pray and ask God that just like Joshua and them, they extended the battle, they expanded the battle, and they began to defeat the enemy with the power that you gave them, but they had to do their part, they had to contribute. Perhaps God, many of us know we have the ability, the power is there, but we have not contributed to this battle, we've not done our part. But I pray God you help us to do our part so we can win this battle, so we can have this victory. Perhaps God, there's some folks who want to come and pray and say, Lord, give me some extra strength. Give me some extra power. Give me some extras that I need to have. Give me the, not only that, but that desire, that hunger to win these areas of my life, that win these battles that I face. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. Perhaps God, there's someone here today that realized they're not saved. They realize they don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So therefore, there is no such thing as great as he that's in me because he's not, you're not in them. But I pray God, they come this morning and receive Christ as their Savior. Father, whatever these are this morning, help us to respond. Help us to follow the nudge and follow you and win the victory. That's it, Lord. And then for whatever other reason, we need to come talk to you. Some people need to come say, thank you, Lord, for helping me to expand the battle. For us in your Son's name, we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all.